Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hi guys, and welcome to a bonus side order of Fat Chat this week.
Just what I ordered.
Yummy.
As good as that extra chips you get to share for the table.
Excuse me.
As you'll know, on Tuesday, we released our recording from our live that we did at the Boulevard Theatre in Soho. And after the recording, we did some extra special Q&A with some of the guests that we had there. So without further ado, here is our Q&A.
Hi, girls.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
You've come from Wales. We love you.
Yeah, round of applause.
Well, I was just going to say that Instagram gets really, a lot of flack for filters and things. Like, that's the first thing that people associate it with. Mm-hmm. But do you think that it's genuinely helped to diversify representation? Because we are seeing far more different bodies out there, aren't we?
Yeah. Oh, my God, completely. It's definitely given so much more representation because it's given people a voice and a platform that we never used to have. And it also, I think, makes brands far more accountable for what they put out there. But with any platform, like with any media platform, it's the same with magazines as well. You know, you can have, magazines that run good features and bad features. So it's always going to be a double-edged sword that you'll have really great aspects of it. We just need to learn to manage the bad aspects of it, I suppose.
And it's about education, isn't it? It's about making sure that people realise that what they're seeing in an image isn't necessarily exactly what they're seeing. The Facetune exists, the Photoshop exists, that filters exist, all of those things. Sometimes it's like when we say people shouldn't believe everything they read on the internet. You can't really get rid of fake news, but you can educate people so they can spot it. And it's the same with images, I think.
And I personally flip between if a filter makes you feel like a Snapchat filter or something makes you feel good enough to post an image, then do. But it's kind of hard to register where the slippery slope starts with when you start not realizing how you look and it becoming a shock because you've curated yourself so much. But if people want to stick a dog filter on and post a photo and they never would have posted a selfie, then fucking crack on. That's what I say. I love
the
dog filter.
People don't realise you don't really have dog ears. That's a different issue.
That's also true. My granny, when I put that filter on her and then I made her open her mouth, she was like, oh! Like she was looking for a tongue. So, granny.
Soz.
If you were just starting out on your body confidence journey, what would you say are the 3 top tips that you should do straight away?
Diversifying your feed is the first one, I always think. Looking at the media that you consume, I say this a lot, and this is why we say the only social media diet you need to go on is on...
What? The only diet you should go on is a social media diet.
Too much gym. basically that
or
one.
Or not enough gym.
And what you're looking at, finding somebody who looks like you. Just looking at different things, looking at bodies that aren't what we usually get represented. You can find those things, and hopefully they're going to be all over our I Am Representing hashtag.
Yeah.
So it'll be super easy to find.
I think also know when to switch off. I always say your phone shouldn't be something that makes you feel shit. There are so many other things that can make you feel shit. Your phone, if it's not enough to just unfollow people, have a break from social media, have a break from posting. Just walk away from those things that make you feel bad. That's okay.
I feel like my one's going to be maybe a little bit controversial for an early start, but get a full-length mirror and get to know yourself.
Oh.
And get to know... Get to know what you look like without dog ears, without all the kind of Instagram filters and all of that kind of stuff. Just see yourself.
Poses,
and get really comfortable with seeing yourself, because I think we can misrepresent ourselves in photos with all those things. And I think the best place to start is actually knowing what you look like and being cool with seeing that image.
Any more questions?
Run.
Sorry, we're making you run around like that.
Hi, I have to say, first of all, George, you were one of the first people I found on a blog when you were still way before Instagram, when it was your blog, about 7 years ago.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And you were one of the first people that I saw that was like thank representing. You. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
And the other thing, oh, I said that to my sister like during the podcast, I was like, George was one of mine. What do we think about Rebel Wilson right now? Because I really love Rebel Wilson. She's made, in my opinion, a totally valid choice if she wants to get fit, lose weight, whatever. But now that's all anyone's talking about. So I kind of feel, I personally feel a bit conflicted by Rebel right now because she's embracing that. So I'm like, well, you're entitled to do what you want with your body. But now your narrative at the moment seems to be around her moving away from a bigger body type. And I just feel a bit, I don't want to feel betrayed by her, but I do a bit. So I just kind of wondered what, like Adele's another one, like people have autonomy. It's a really crap question, but what do you think
it's
about
good.
That when plus size people change and they might get smaller and then the narrative becomes about that?
I think like with celebrities, you've got to remember that most of the time they're not really in control of their own narrative. So it's a bit different with influencers where you're getting it straight from the horse's mouth because they're writing their captions and they're deciding how they talk about their old body. But a lot of the time, celebrities don't really get that chance because that's what people are writing about them. So Rebel turns up on the red carpet and all anyone has anything to say about is how her body's changed. And the same for Adele. Is she asking them to talk about that? Is she putting press releases out being like, hey, check, I'm like, no. And I think they probably find it quite uncomfortable and tedious. I'm not saying they definitely do, but I'm saying that if we think as women we should have body autonomy, then they need to have the autonomy to change their body. But I don't think they can always have the autonomy to challenge the narrative because the media decides what it's going to talk about, and it's going to talk about weight loss. So I think you can find you can do whatever you want. But for me, it's helpful to think of the narrative as problem. The narrative as problematic rather than the person, unless it's coming straight from her. Then, in which case, you can think, not so much for me. But that's my personal take on it.
Yeah.
I think we'll have to wait and see what her take on it is. And I'll fully agree. If she then starts going, I can't even say rolling out anymore then, can I? If she starts going out to every interview and like goes on Graham Norton and that's all she wants to talk about and she no longer kind of portrays fat characters in the way that she does or doesn't make them central to her dialogue, which is she's always done in a really cleverly crafted way, then I'm going to have an issue with it. But I think it is so hard because that's part of diet culture, which we talked about in our first episode, that's what the media want to talk about. That's how they're going to want to portray her. And I think Hayley's right. She probably, for whatever reason she's decided to do it, that's her autonomy. And then she loses the chance to have that autonomy over the way people discuss it. And as someone that's been different sizes, that's just as irritating when then everyone thinks that it's okay to then talk about your body.
I've definitely, if you follow me for that long, you'll know that I lost weight before my wedding. And I definitely got to this point where I couldn't, my like head wouldn't let me accept my body. So then my body had to change because I couldn't get to that place. I couldn't get to that point. And so for me, obviously a lot of people found that quite hard. And I don't think it's something I would have documented if I got married now. I feel I'm a bit more like, well, for the next wedding, I feel like I'm a bit more like clued up with the like repercussions of that. I think we also have to remember that people can need to lose weight or want to lose weight for so many reasons. And it is about protecting yourself, but also it can be hard to like disentangle those feelings. Like if Lizzo lost weight tomorrow, I'd be big mad. I'd be pissed off.
I'd be really scared for Lizzo.
Yeah, yeah. Hurricane George. But yeah, I think like Hayley was saying, if it's something that affects you, then step away from her. And we have to remember that, yeah, there's so many reasons why people can lose weight. It's hard. It's a tricky one, though.
Howdy.
Hi.
My main question is how to approach when you go to the doctor and they always say that your issue is your weight. And in particular, I found something a while ago that was this woman saying that she always got told it was her weight, but it ended up being a form of cancer. What's the best way to handle what you receive from a doctor when they tell you it's just to lose weight? You can't be like, you're wrong, tell me more, but how what's the best appropriate way
to handle that? You can. I think this is something I learned from Amy, who's sitting in the front row, and one of her favourite things to say to doctors who just won't see anything else. And I think we have to be honest about the fact that there are health implications to being overweight. And I think there are some schools of thought that will not allow for that. And I don't think that that's true. But I also don't think that it's the cause for everything. It's not the cause for most things. And so one bit of advice is to be like, okay, after they've had their little speech, which they feel they need to do, to be like, thank you. Now imagine I was a slim person. What would you say?
With this puppy just, face? Because I like that.
Yeah, with that. I think it's about confronting back and just being like, I hear what you're saying, and that's really important for me to take on board. Thank you. Firstly, I'm probably aware of it. But secondly, if it's not that, because it often isn't that, what else would you say? Because it's a coverall, and it's not a very helpful one. And I think also just finding a doctor that you can connect with, which can be really difficult, but if there's someone who makes you feel particularly uncomfortable,
Don't see them.
I see the doctor a lot for mental health stuff. When I went to my new GP surgery, I was like, who is a good person to talk to about this? I asked the people at the front, and if you're nice to them, which is hard because most of the time they're spawning the devil, but if you try to be nice to GP receptionists and say to them, hi, I just, you know, this is my particular area of concern. Who is a good person? Who's an understanding doctor? You will probably get someone you can probably have a better conversation with, and I think that's really helpful because you don't want that to become a barrier to your healthcare.
And I think, and this isn't maybe that helpful, but this is something I had to learn recently. I'm going to say it anyway, sorry. A doctor had that conversation with me, and I was talking to Robbie about it, actually, and Robbie tried to calm me down by sort of being like, they deal in fact, and sometimes they're so blinkered because they're getting so many people in that day. Mm. And it's horrible to think of that, that they don't have the time to think of what they're saying, like the impact of telling me, even after I'd said no, I don't want to be prescribed Slimming World, Weight Watchers, and then still getting a letter for a dietitian. They deal with fact. They have numbers and things to do. It can be really hard to not let it hurt you, not let it affect you. For me, that's the headspace I personally got to, that I was like, okay, fine, I am just a statistic. I am this on the BMI scale. That's fine. I know my body can do all these other things. I'm more than my body. And like Hayley says, then try and find someone that you can speak to.
It's quite a serious one.
Yeah.
It was a really good one, though, because I think it is. Like, I think we've seen it quite a lot, and we've all come across it quite a lot.
And we do want to talk about it on a future episode. Also getting to the place where you can have those conversations, because obviously it's all stuff that impacts on our lives every day as well. And, mm-hmm. you know.
Cool.
Thank you so much for coming. So many heroes.
Don't forget to follow us at Fat Chat Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And we will be back in only 5 days' time with next Tuesday's episode.
See you next Tuesday.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine Exterior is Dutch Boy's most durable exterior paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help you save.